Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I'm your host, Mark Caberti, founder of the Content Marketing Plaza, bringing you 3 new episodes each week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. And before we jump into today's episode, let me ask you a quick question. How much would your life change if you could make 6 figures from your content? Imagine being able to quit your 9-to-5 job, do what you love for a living, and spend more time with your family. That's what we help our students do at the Content Marketing Plaza, an 8-week program that will help you build your way to 6 figures via your content. You can learn more about the Plaza by heading over to contentmarketingplaza.com, which will be in the show notes. All right, let's jump right back into the episode. A lot of entrepreneurs, they want to make 7 figures, and that is a really big number for a lot of people who want to achieve this idea of financial independence, be able to do a lot of things with their money, contribute in a meaningful way. And if you want to achieve something big like 7 figures, you really have to think your way to the goal. And today's guest, he has a system where in just 12 minutes each day, you can think your way to a big goal like 7 figures. And we are going to dive into that in today's episode. So who exactly is today's guest? Well, he specializes in getting people to apply the lessons from Think and Grow Rich, one of the most well-known personal development books of all time. He teaches a 12-minute-a-day technique to high achievers and entrepreneurs who are determined to make 7 figures each year. He's got over 35 years of experience as an entrepreneur and is on the faculty of one of the top business schools in the country, the McCombs School of Business at the University of Texas at Austin. Today's guest for episode 293 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than John Mitchell. John, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hey, Mark, I am glad to be here.
John, it is great to have you on the show, and Think and Grow Rich is such an important book for a lot of people, commonly cited among some of the top entrepreneurs. And it's really interesting that you decide, okay, let's create a business, think it, be it, around just getting to implement the lessons in this book. So I know we've got a lot to cover, but can you share with us a little bit about your backstory and why you decided to start the company?
Right. Be glad to. So I started my career as a CPA and became an entrepreneur when I was 30. But Mark, when I turned 50, I just wasn't as successful as I thought I should be. And I had 2 goals in my life: to make enough money so I didn't have to work, and to find the woman of my dreams. Well, at 50, unfortunately, I was falling short on both. But, you know, as an entrepreneur, I was always blessed to make well into 6 figures a year, but never close to $1 million a year. And on finding the girl at 50, I'd never been married. But I can also tell you it wasn't from lack of interviewing. I did a lot of interviewing, but just couldn't find the right one. But then when I turned 50, you know, the defining moment really happened 3 days after I turned 50. And picture this. I'm in my office. I'm kicked back. I got my feet on the desk, and I start really thinking about my life. And I do the math, and I realize that if I didn't start netting over $1 million a year, I would never have the exceptional life that I always dreamed of, the freedom, the lifestyle, the sense of accomplishment. And Mark, this hit me like a ton of bricks, and it was clear, hey, I had to make it happen in my 50s. So I really made the decision, and I realized hard work doesn't work. While it works for making 6 figures a year, clearly it didn't work for making 7. And I just knew there had to be something else. So I made the decision to find out what that something else is. And so, you know, I'm puzzled by how do I change this 20-year history, and I'm not sure what to do. And then about 3 months after I turned 50, a real pearl of wisdom hit me. Why not find the top book in the world on success and achievement ever written, and then apply that book word for word to my life? And the logic of that, Mark, was so simple and compelling. And so, of course, I didn't know at the time if there was one book above all others. And so I start doing some research, and I discover Think and Grow Rich. And obviously, you know about the book a lot, don't you?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think it may even be one of the most cited books when I ask guests for their book recommendations.
Right, right. Well, you know, there's two really significant things about the book that a lot of people don't know. The first is that the book has sold over 100 million copies, whereas the next best-selling book on success and achievement has sold under 10 million. So clearly it's the top book ever written on success. And the second thing is that this book has created more millionaires and billionaires than any other book on the planet. And, you know, those two things really made me realize, okay, this is the book. So I read the book, and the central concept, as you may know, is what you envision in detail on a daily basis is what shows up in your life. And Mark, let me say that again. What you envision in detail on a daily basis is what shows up in your life. But then I discovered a problem after I learned this central concept. And it's a problem we've all probably encountered 100 times. Great ideas, but how to apply them in a practical way. So, you know, for a couple of weeks, I mope around, not sure what to do. And then it hit me that maybe I had to create the practical application for myself. So I did, and I applied it to a new business I was starting in the financial services industry. And over, you know, 9 years, you know, it took me to probably 30 days to really develop this 12-minute-a-day methodology. And then over the next 9 years, I tweaked it and evolved it. And over that 9 years, I saw my income go from low six figures a year to over $5 million a year. And, of course, I felt so incredibly blessed, you know, quite a change from my 20-year history. It was like a 25-time increase. And, Mark, what was surprising was I could see why it was happening. By applying science to my life, really for the first time ever, I was influencing my daily actions and thoughts. And clearly, I was operating at a higher level than I really ever had before, and I could really feel it. And the best news was I also met the woman of my dreams from applying this methodology. And so the results that I was seeing really changed me as an entrepreneur, and I became fascinated by the fact that you could take two key scientific principles and apply them to your life and so materially impact your success and achievement in life. And it amazed me so much that you could just make such a small change that takes only 12 minutes a day and so radically change your outcomes. And so I found it so intellectually interesting that I sold my company. And about 3 months after I sold my company, I had the good fortune to meet the former chancellor and president at the University of Texas. And I told him my story. And he said, "Hey, you got to teach this at the University of Texas. And why don't we teach it together?" So today I teach this methodology to high achievers at the University of Texas, but my real passion is to teach it to entrepreneurs who struggle to cross over to seven figures a year. So that's what I do.
And I mean, it's really incredible how you are able to, as you mentioned, 25x your income and really achieve a lot of your goals that you set out to do with this methodology. And I mean, the 12-minute daily technique, it definitely does not sound like a lot of time at all. It's just one of those consistent habits that you keep on doing over time. But can you go a little deeper into what the 12-minute technique entails so that we have a better idea of what we can do?
Sure, sure. But let me mention one thing before I sort of explain the details of it. You know, I think this is relevant for your audience that, you know, when I turned 50, it was such a life-altering moment to sort of evaluate my life. And now I see that based on my 60 years on the planet, if you do life like everyone else, you're going to get an average life. I mean, it's just pure math. And you're not going to get the exceptional life. I mean, if you do life like everybody else, it's not going to happen. You're not going to have the exceptional life. And I don't know, I define the exceptional life as making seven figures a year, having a great relationship with your spouse or significant other, and being fit and trim. To me, that's, I guess, the trifecta of an exceptional life. Do you think that's true?
Yes.
So, but, and do you buy into that idea that if you do life like everybody else, you're not going to have that exceptional life?
Yes.
Well, that's the sort of the main thing that maybe I wanted to get your audience to first appreciate before they understand the details of this, is that this is really a new way of doing life, a new way of thinking, and it's really working smarter. And this 12-minute a day technique is really for people that are already successful. They're just not as successful as they think they should be. And you know, I think a lot of people are probably in that category, don't you think?
Yes, definitely.
So that's a little preview of it. And I can explain to you exactly how it works right now, or I can share with you something else that I discovered when I turned 50 that was impactful. Which way would you like me to go with that?
I think let's start with the technique itself and then go into the other half.
Okay. Well, basically, here's how it works. It's all built on creating immense intention and clarity. And like I said a minute ago, the central concept of the book, Think and Grow Rich, is what you envision in detail on a daily basis is what shows up in your life. Well, here's how we apply that. We take your life and we compress it onto one sheet of paper, front and back. On the front is the ideal you and the five key areas of your life. And on the back is the improvements you want in each area of your life, as well as your top three goals. And on your goals, we define, you know, a goal for your career, for your health, for your significant other relationship. And the time frame for the goal is the quarter, the calendar quarter. And you define exactly what the goal is, the why behind it, which affects your motivation, and the key behaviors associated with the goal, and then the time frame and measurement. And so, and then every Sunday morning, you're gonna take some of those key behaviors and record your performance for the prior week on the bottom. This one page visualization basically sits in a stand that sits on your nightstand, and on the bottom is a place for the tracking. But essentially what happens is every day you're feeding to yourself exactly the person you want to be, exactly what you want to accomplish, and precisely how you're going to achieve your clearly defined goals. And when you feed that to yourself every day, after about 21 days, the magic happens and the science really kicks in, and that's what starts showing up in your thoughts and actions automatically without thinking, that programming. And I'll give you an example of how this worked with regards to my marriage, but it also, you'll see this obviously applies to your career and all aspects of your life. So, like I said, I didn't get married until I was in my 50s. And are you married?
No.
Well, I'm going to give you a little hint that nobody told me. I wish they had, but every once in a while, your spouse will say something that's irritating. And of course, nobody told me that. I had to learn that for myself. And so when it happened, I didn't really like what would come out of my mouth. And so I thought, boy, I'm going to fix that. And so every day I put in my visualization that I'm going to be flexible, patient, and thoughtful. So I'm feeding that to myself every single day. Well, 15 days in, nothing. I'm no more flexible, patient, or thoughtful than I was when I started. But about the 21st, 22nd day, my precious wife, Ginger, says something irritating. And Mark, I'm telling you, in that moment, I was flexible, patient, and thoughtful. I didn't have to think about it. I mean, that's who I had become. And the reason it didn't show up 15 days in is because my subconscious mind, which affects my everyday actions and thoughts, hadn't accepted the programming. In fact, it assumed that the programming was going away, so therefore it wasn't going to feed that up to myself automatically. But after about 21 days, it realized, hey, the programming's not going away, and that's when it starts happening automatically without thinking. Does that make sense?
Yes. I mean, a lot of it makes sense.
Well, and you know, one thing, and I'd like your opinion about this. What do you think creates success with people?
Ooh, I see that the roles have reversed. I think a lot of the success is having a really strong desire and having a vision that you are able to remind yourself of each day.
Well, let's dig into that a little deeper. I think that's right. I mean, I think you're on it. But this is what I realized when I was 50. And I think this is what'll, you know, if you ask a lot of people, how do you create success? They basically say, hard work. Your answer was a little more thoughtful, I think, but here's the essence of digging into your answer a little deeper. At the end of the day, what's going to determine your success in each area of your life is your daily actions and thoughts. Your daily actions are actually driven by your thoughts, and it's those daily actions that over time create success and achievement in one's life. And I'll give you an example of how this works, which I think this is really what your audience is particularly interested in, is how do you apply it to career so you can make seven figures a year? Well, here's how that works. So part of this process of what you're feeding yourself every day, you're gonna feed four key things regarding your career. You're gonna feed your succinct business plan, your unique strategy for success, the two or three things that move the needle in your business, and the linchpin issue, that issue that takes your business to the next level. So you're feeding yourself a succinct version of each of those things every day. Well, here's what happens. Three things really happen. First, your business plan is so top of mind because it's so easy to implement because it's so top of mind. I mean, it's just, you know, it's you're reading it every day and it's therefore easy to implement. Then the second thing is that you become laser focused only on what moves the needle because you come to appreciate that your time is your most valuable commodity and you see every day clearly what's moving the needle, and it causes all distractions to fall by the wayside. And it's powerful when you solely focus on what's moving the needle each day. And then the third thing that happens, and this was really the surprise, Mark, I started to see that my strategy for success started to morph and evolve like 20 times quicker than it ever had before. And I saw that was happening because everybody's business plan is flawed. Everybody's strategy for success, how they envision creating success in their particular business, there's some flaws in it. Maybe it's 70% right, 30% flawed. Well, when you're feeding it every day, your subconscious mind is challenging what you're feeding it every day, and it's looking for the problems, the holes in it. And when it discovers problems, it brings them to the surface and usually brings to the surface a better approach. And so you have this constant refining of your strategy in a way that you never had before. And, you know, the difference between me when I was in my 30s and 40s making low six figures a year and making mid seven figures in my 50s, I mean, it was like night and day. I was just clearly operating at a higher level. I could see it. I could feel it. And it was interesting. If you'd asked me to rate myself on a scale of 1 to 10 when I was in my 30s and 40s, I probably would have rated myself probably an 8. But when I got into my 50s, I looked back and thought, man, I wasn't an 8. I was closer to a 3 or 4 because I just didn't know what I didn't know. And you know, in my 30s and 40s, I never would have thought that 12 minutes a day was going to be the difference between six figures a year and seven figures a year. But I'm here to tell you it absolutely is.
And, I mean, you mentioned so many interesting things. Like with that vision, it's not just career. It's also spiritual. It's relationship. It's all the things that encompass your life, because financial is just one of, I believe, the seven key areas that make up a happy life. So,
right. Yeah. Right. And, you know, one thing I think that would be interesting to do with you and your audience, because this was such a turning point for me at 50, was to make an assessment of your life. You know, when you're turning a decade birthday, I think it's sort of a natural thing to do that. But play with me on this a little. Right. So step back just for a moment, and I want your audience to do the same thing, and just think about your life. And let's take the career first. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your career? And let's base things on the actual performance you're seeing. And so in career, you know, what have you earned each of the last 3 years? What's shown up on your tax return? And what's that average? And so do you have that number in your head as to what your average earnings the last 3 years are? So you decide, scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your career? So now you got career. Now let's go to your significant other relationship. And keep in mind, you know, your significant other relationship is going to affect your happiness more than any other external factor. So it's a really important part of your life. And so scale of 1 to 10, how'd you rate that relationship? Then let's move to health and controlling your appearance. What's your ideal weight? How good are you at exercising consistently and controlling what you eat? Scale of 1 to 10. And I think when you have the presence of mind to step back and evaluate your life like that, you go, maybe this thing isn't working out quite like I need it to. And unless I change something, I'm going to keep on getting the same results. And that was so powerful for me at 50. Okay, can you relate to that?
Yes.
So that was really a game changer to do that when I was 50. And you know, throughout my 30s and 40s, you know, I, like so many of your audience, very hardworking. You know, I'd get up at 5:30 and work until 6 or 6:30 every day. And so I was putting in 70 hours a week and did that for so many years. But I got the feeling my life was passing me by. I couldn't get cross over to making $1 million a year. And even when I was, you know, making $200,000 or $300,000 a year, I mean, you know, that's, I was grateful that I was doing that. But when you pay taxes, I just do the math. You can't have that exceptional life if you're making low six figures a year. It just doesn't work. And so that was what was so driving to me to figure out, well, how to get to the seven figures a year. And I also started studying, you know, over the last really 20 years, there's been an intense interest in what makes the mega achievers different from everyone else. And what behavioral science has now proven is that the differentiator between the mega successful and the moderately successful is control of self and focus. Well, those are exactly the two things this 12-minute-a-day technique focuses on and achieves. So I think that's a compelling, compelling reason to apply it, and couple that with the fact that the science behind this was profiled in a Time magazine cover story, and it's based on the top book in the world ever written on success. I mean, those are the compelling reasons why doing this makes sense, I think.
I mean, you're really pulling from like some of the top resources. I mean, Think and Grow Rich, again, people have gone on and on about that book and how it's impacted them. And I mean, if you add science in there, it's always a plus for proof of concept. And I mean, you've seen it in your own life as well. One of the things that I do want to tackle, though, is this whole idea of setting big goals. It's not revolutionary. I believe the 12-minute like per day, having it on top of mind definitely is revolutionary. But how can we actually act on those goals? Because I feel like some people, they write those big goals and it sort of feels as if you already have it, or it feels like too much work to put in. So like some kind of switch happens where they write down the big goal, but all of a sudden they do nothing to get it, even if they really want it, and they're putting action in a lot of other areas. So how can we actually act on the right areas that are going to help us achieve those goals and keep putting in the work?
Mark, that is a great question. And here's how we do it. So like in the career section, we will state what your business looks like 3 years from now. This assumes you're an entrepreneur, but you don't have to be an entrepreneur, but what your career or your business looks like 3 years from now. So that's a reasonable time frame. It's not too far out. You can get a decent view of what it might look like. And you don't want to have goals that are so immense that they're just beyond even what's reasonable in 3 years. But once you clearly define a reasonable, strong goal 3 years out and see that in a fair amount of detail, then when you start applying this 12-minute-a-day methodology, you're creating a separate goal every quarter. And again, one goal will be in career, one with relationship, one with your health. But let's focus on the career for the moment. So each quarter, you're going to have a new career goal, something that you're going to achieve in that calendar quarter. And so, you can see every day you're reading your three-year plan, but you're also reading, what am I going to accomplish in the current 3 months, and what are the key behaviors? And the idea is, if you do the key behaviors and you monitor your performance on the key behaviors, you're going to achieve those goals. And that achieving goals every quarter that you're setting yourself up for in career is what causes you to create that vision 3 years out. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I like how you have a long-term but also a short-term way of getting closer to the long-term.
Right, right. You know, one thing that's interesting that I've thought about, and you may have too, is when I was in my 30s and 40s, I always thought, I was always looking for a success formula. And, I would define a success formula as something that works every time if you really do it. And throughout my 30s and 40s, I was always looking for that success formula. And I knew hard work was not what I would consider a success formula, but something else. And when I turned 50, because I hadn't found it, I assumed that it didn't exist. I'm like, well, a true success formula just doesn't exist. Well, when I found it buried in Think and Grow Rich, then I'm like, oh, now I see. This is the success formula. And I dare say it's the only success formula known to man that is proven. You know, the fact that this success formula has created more millionaires and billionaires than any other idea on the planet, I think it's the strength of this idea. And all I've done is created the practical application to it.
And it's interesting how, I mean, again, Think and Grow Rich, it's amazing to think that one book is so proven with all of its history of making these people into millionaires and billionaires. And I mean, it's not just the book, though. It's also that ability to act and that ability to do something like the 12-minute technique where you are actually applying the lessons you learn. Because whether it's a podcast episode, a training course, or a book, you can have the knowledge already to become a millionaire, to make seven figures each year. It's just a matter of implementing, which is something that that's really the make or break. That's the difference maker. You implementing the knowledge that you acquire. And another big difference maker is the habits that you have in your life. A lot of good habits already mentioned, like that 12-minute technique, that short-term, long-term approach with 3-month and 3-year plans. But I'm wondering, John, if you could share with us some of the habits that you have in your life that you see as essential to your success.
Well, obviously, my 12-minute a day technique is the first one. You know, for my health, I exercise 6 days a week, and I do it at a certain time, certain place. And also set aside 2 times a week to just think, just, you know, with a blank sheet of paper in front of me, just think. And this is powerful relative to this 12-minute a day technique, because when you're feeding yourself, you know, the person you want to be, exactly what you want to accomplish, and precisely how you're going to achieve your clearly defined goals, and that's coming at you every day for 12 minutes a day, that's a lot of input. And your subconscious mind needs an output, and that output is having the presence of mind to 2 or 3 times a week just think, just set up a set time, like I do it every Wednesday morning and Saturday morning, and that's when a lot of great ideas come to me, because, you know, I may be thinking about my strategy for success, and I'm looking at that blank sheet of paper, and something may just come to me that, hey, here's a little tweak to that strategy for success. And so this is really a system. And you know, I think you hit on something that was interesting. This is all about applying science to your life. I mean, most people have never thought of applying science to their life to increase their level of success and achievement. But I see that's exactly what this is, and that's why it's so powerful. And like I said, Time Magazine literally did a cover story on the science behind this. So it's very credible science.
And I mean, a lot of those habits, like the habits that we have, are going to really determine our success. I mean, if you follow those habits, especially that 12-minute technique, because it's like you mentioned earlier that our thoughts affect our actions affect our results. Really taking the time to build up on our thoughts and build up on the positivity and the goal-oriented nature of our thoughts is really going to lead to those results. And I know we've mentioned Think and Grow Rich over and over again. It definitely is a great book. But in addition to that book, I'm wondering if you could recommend 3 other books that you believe will have a positive impact on us.
You know, I think How to Win Friends and Influence People is a great book. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People is another great one. I'd say that maybe the third one is The Richest Man in Babylon is a great, great book.
John, thank you for those great book recommendations. We will throw those in the show notes, markgaberti.com/E293. We'll also throw in Content Marketing Secrets in there. For anyone who wants to know how exactly can I make revenue with my content, how do I get more traffic, you have those questions, that book will answer them. That will be in the show notes as well. And before we wrap up this episode, John, I've asked you several questions throughout our time together, but what do you believe is the one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
That's a good question. I think the central question is, am I as successful as I think I should be? And you know, here's something you might find in. Do we have a minute for one more story?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
So, you know, once I sold my company and started teaching this at the University of Texas, I decided to go meet the top expert in the world on success and achievement, because I thought, you know, if I'm going to spend the rest of my life sharing what I created with the world, I ought to show my 12-minute-a-day technique to the top expert in the world on success and achievement. And so I determined that that guy is Darren Hardy. And so I wanted to find out if there was anything similar to what I had created in the success and achievement field. And I just wanted someone to give me an impartial opinion about it from someone that was truly an expert. So I figured out a way to meet him, and I ended up writing a big check and spending 3 days with Darren out in California. And so I show him my 12-minute-a-day methodology, and he looks at it and he goes, "John, this is good." And in fact, as he looked at it even closer, he says, "Man, this is really excellent. But," he says, "John, you have a problem. Most people are not going to spend 12 minutes a day on anything to increase their success and achievement in life." And I said to him, "Well, Darren, how the heck can that be? This is based on the top book in the world ever written on success. It's based on proven science that was on the cover of Time magazine. And it only takes 12 minutes a day." And he says, "Well, I know, John, you'll spend 12 minutes a day. I will too. But most people are not like that. They literally won't do anything to impact their success and achievement in life." And Mark, he says, "That's the dirty little secret of the success and human achievement field." And that really made me realize that this isn't for everyone. You know, lots of people are just sleepwalking through life. They hear something that makes all the sense in the world, but they take no action. They're so busy, and we live in this, you know, this world of clutter, and oftentimes we don't recognize something that can be life-changing when it hits us upside the head. And, you know, I think that a lot of people just blindly assume that life will just work out. And then when they look back on their life many years later, it didn't work out, and they feel this tremendous, you know, regret that they squandered their precious life. And, you know, I think that happens to a lot of people. And so, you know, when Darren, you know, as he was ramping up with me, he says, "You know, the people that are going to do this 12 minutes a day, it's going to put them at a distinct advantage over everyone else. It will literally be their advantage in life." And he says, "John, you just need to go find people where they understand the idea of working smarter, and find people where success is a necessity rather than merely a preference." Does that make sense?
Yes. I mean, I totally see that, because, again, like some people, they don't care about their success or leveling up as much as other people. I know you listening to the show, you definitely care, because you're really making a conscious effort to learn more things and to grow. And you've also made it really deep into the episode, so I know you really care about taking yourself to the next level.
And I think the difference with this than everything else in the success and achievement industry, and this is what I was telling Darren, everything else is strategies. But Mark, you know as well as I do, we got all the great strategies we need. We got them coming out of our ears. We need a way to apply great strategies so they show up in our everyday thoughts and actions, because that's what determines our success. And so I think that's what's unique about this technique from everything else out in the success and human achievement industry.
Yeah, and I, so, oh, sorry.
One final thing. If your audience is interested in this, in learning a little more about this, I have a gift for your audience.
Sure, we'll include it in the show notes.
And so all they have to do is send a text message and key in the number 44222. So 44222. And then in the message itself, key in the word genius. Genius. And what will happen is it'll ask for your email address. And then each day for the next 5 days, you're going to get a short video that explains exactly how this works, shows you the science behind it, and shows people doing it and the impact it has on them.
John, thank you for sharing that with us. Again, that number is 44222, which will be in the show notes. Just type genius, as John mentioned, to get that free video series. So thank you for giving us that resource. Thank you for sharing all of your great insights in this episode. I mean, we went really deep into the Think and Grow Rich philosophy and how we can actually apply it. So thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing that with us today.
Okay, my pleasure, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
Want to dominate the podcasting industry? Now you can with your free copy of my book, Podcast Domination. You'll learn how to launch, grow, and monetize your very own show. And whether you are a beginner or an expert, this book has a lot of golden nuggets for you. We'll cover the cost of producing this book. All we ask is that you cover the shipping. To get your copy, head over to markgaberti.com/PD.